It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now to mental health walk-in clinics. The pediatric hospital in Milwaukee, Children's Wisconsin, plans to open three around the state to fill a gap in care for kids experiencing a mental health crisis. Call in with your questions, your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Amy Herbst is Children's Wisconsin's Vice President of Mental and Behavioral Health. Amy, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So Children's Wisconsin recently receiving a $3 million donation from Kohl's to open these new walk-in health clinics. Where will they be put? Where will the new clinics go?
They will be outside of Milwaukee because we do already have the Craig Yabuki Mental Health Walk-In Clinic on our Milwaukee campus. Where outside of Milwaukee is still a question we need to answer. We're busy taking a look at community needs statewide, having conversations with partners, and looking at community-wide data so that we can make a decision about the most right place to put this next walk-in clinic.
Do you think there are varying needs around the state? Like, are there deserts in pediatric mental health care in Wisconsin that need to be remedied?
Absolutely. There are deserts when we look at mental health care, and it's often related to workforce. We are all struggling to have the workforce that our kids deserve and need as it relates to their mental health. So there are some communities that have more resources than others. As you might imagine, the more rural communities can struggle in terms of geography and travel and distance. And then some of the urban communities have different struggles that our families face. So I would say there is the need everywhere, but it absolutely varies by community.
What about lessons learned with the Milwaukee clinic? You mentioned the Craig Yabuki Mental Health Walk-In Clinic that opened just about a year ago in March. What are you finding about the needs for these walk-in mental health clinics?
You are correct. We did open the Craig Yabuki Mental Health Walk-In Clinic last March. And so far, we have provided care to over 1,200 kids that were experiencing a mental health crisis. So that told us the need was great, which was not necessarily a surprise to us, but certainly proved what we thought was true. And what's interesting is about half of the families have come from Milwaukee County, but that means half of the families have traveled here to get the help that they need that they haven't been able to get anywhere else. And some of those families have come as far away as Chicago and Manitowoc and everywhere in between. So we know that the need is great, and we know that families are traveling to Milwaukee, and we think we could do better by going to them.
What are the kinds of situations that the Yabuki Clinic has encountered? What it might be like on a day-to-day basis for staffers at this clinic?
Every day is different at the walk-in clinic. Mm-hmm. And so it's all based on family need. And how we provide the service is that there is no referral needed. We don't screen anyone in. We don't screen anyone out. So it's very much based on what a family thinks they need. And if they believe that they are experiencing a mental health crisis, that's all we need. And you can walk in at any time that we're open, and we will provide you with the care that you need. I can tell you that when we look at the kids that we've seen, the over 1,200 kids so far, the biggest concerns our team has seen are anxiety, depression, school avoidance, and sadly, trauma. That's not unique to us per se, and very consistent with some of the data that we see out of the Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health.
You know, so what about the emergency room? I mean, why open these clinics rather than perhaps expand the offerings at existing emergency rooms?
So we actually also have a team in the emergency room, a mental health crisis team. So this is just another way that we can be available to families based on what they believe they need. The families who come to the walk-in clinic are families who do not have an emergent medical need. So they don't need to go to the emergency department where they would get excellent emergency medical care. They needed something a little bit different. And what they couldn't do was also wait for their maybe upcoming appointment with a therapist, or maybe they're on a waiting list, waiting to see a mental health provider for the first time. They needed something in between those two things. And so the urgent walk-in clinic is available to families who can't wait, but don't have an emergent medical need. It's more cost effective, and it really offers the alternative that they've been asking us for a very long time.
You know, when you say anxiety, depression, trauma, school avoidance, you know, in particular, anxiety, depression, would the walk-in clinic be able to put the patient on, the young patient on a therapy regimen in that visit? Like, would they be able to prescribe in that visit? Or is it more of an in-between triage type situation?
So I would say that what it is able to do, or what we're able to do in the walk-in clinic, is begin your mental health care right in the moment. So we're able to screen our kids for suicide, for example, and we have therapists who are engaging with the families right in that moment. We don't prescribe medications right now in the walk-in clinic. That would be something that maybe might be appropriate down the road as families engage in that care delivery. But we're able to really start in the moment by a therapist providing them with mental health care. And then that continues on beyond that day, where we connect kids with longer-term care if that's what they need, and also navigation services if the family might need help with something like housing or food or any other issues that might be stressing the family out.
Amy Herbst with us, Children's Wisconsin Vice President of Mental and Behavioral Health, on how to support mental health in Wisconsin kids and the concept of these walk-in clinics emerging around the state. Join in throughout the conversation. Call in with a question, a comment, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The pediatric hospital in Milwaukee, Children's Wisconsin, they plan to open 3 mental health walk-in clinics around the state in coming years to address the growing mental health needs of young people. Call in and ask a question. Share your thoughts. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Amy Herbst is here, Vice President of Mental Health and Behavioral Health at Children's Wisconsin. Let's bring on a call. Mike in Green Bay is here. Mike, hi.
Hey, it's good to talk to you. How you doing?
Doing well. What would you like to bring up?
Well, okay, a couple things. I'm a retired teacher of behavioral and emotionally traumatized kids, okay? And so first I want to say thank you a million times, you know, because our kids really need you. And the second thing is that, you know, you all know this, these poor kids bring all this trauma and PTSD into the classroom, and teachers aren't, you know, regular ed teachers aren't equipped with this. The universities don't train them. And so the schools are social service institutions, you know, and, you know, our poor teachers have to deal with, you know, all the anger and all the heartache that the kids bring in, you know. So you'll have, you know, 28 kids in a classroom, and 15 of those kids, can't learn because of the terrible things that have happened to them.
Mike, you bring up such a good point, and I want Amy to jump in here and respond. What do you hear in terms of what is happening within schools?
Mike, first, thank you for your years of teaching. Teachers are some of my favorite people, and they take such good care of the kids beyond all the important educating. So thank you for that. And you're right, our kids are absolutely suffering. Children's provides a significant amount of school-based mental health care now around the state of Wisconsin, where we have therapists in schools all day long, providing therapy for kids and consultation to the teachers and administrators. And we are one of many organizations who are doing this. Also, related to that presence, there's been really nice bipartisan support from the legislature and the governor's office to help fund some of that work across the state, and there's more coming. So you're right, kids are often coming to school, and that's where we're seeing the trauma that they've experienced. That's where we're seeing the impact of the pandemic. And the good news for Wisconsin kids is that there's a lot of energy going into bringing mental health care into the schools. It removes a lot of barriers to access. So we're hoping to do our part so that teachers are equipped with the information and knowledge that they need, and that they can spend more of their time teaching and educating.
Governor Evers declared it the year of mental health, and I just want to follow up on that connection to the state. How is Children's working with the state, you know, to address these needs? And what is the role when the governor calls it the year of mental health, and what you can bring to this issue, to this crisis?
We have been lucky to work with the governor's office and the legislature throughout the years, all of the years, regardless of who is the governor and who's in the legislature. And we're grateful for that, because there really is a strong support on both sides of the aisle to improve kids' mental health. So we and others have been able to have the conversations we need and the partnerships that we need to think about what is it that we need from our government partners so that we can provide the mental health care that our kids deserve. We are lucky in Wisconsin to have this kind of support from the governor and the legislature, and it really does allow us to do things like go into the schools and provide mental health care in the schools. And also, there's a very important training program for workforce related to qualified treatment trainees, which helps us bring the therapists to the workforce that our kids and families need. And that support from the governor's office has allowed us and many other organizations to train therapists to be the therapists that our kids need.
Following up there on staffing, Wisconsin facing a shortage of mental health and other healthcare professionals, what challenges does that mean for your organization, for Children's Wisconsin, in the walk-in mental health clinics?
Yes, so there is a shortage of mental health providers in the state of Wisconsin and across the nation. And this means we don't have the therapists, the psychologists, or the psychiatrists that our kids need. So what it often means is for families is that they have to wait for the care that their kids need and deserve. And some kids can wait because that wait is short, or because maybe they were able to identify a need very early. But for other kids, that wait is just too much. And the issues that they're struggling with continue to be more and more difficult. And so oftentimes, those are the families that we see in the Craigie Buchi Mental Health Walk-In Clinic, because they couldn't access the care that they needed in a more timely fashion. And now they find themselves having an urgent need and can no longer wait. So we're grateful to be able to be there for them in that moment, but we still have to do the work so that families are getting the care that they need in a more timely fashion.
And I'm sure it puts pressure on your staff to be able to make the referrals. I mean, your staff is trying to refer out these kids and place them, you know, with the healthcare needs. And if they're not able to get them to that next stage, I mean, that puts some enormous pressure on your walk-in clinic.
It does. You know, the walk-in clinic works as good as the back door works, which means we do need that next place for our kids to go to. And some of them need to see a therapist. Some of them need to see a psychiatrist for medications. Some of them might need more higher level of care, like intensive outpatient services. And so we're lucky to have excellent partnerships around the state so that we can work with our partners to be part of the solution. And then also related to that, we opened up a connections clinic, again, with support from the governor's office to address just this need. So for kids where we just can't get them to that next place in a more timely fashion, they can come back the next day and see a therapist in our connections clinic that will continue to care for them until they get to that next right place.
And very quickly, timeline for these new clinics enabled through the $3 million donation from Kohl's. Do you have any type of firm timeline?
We do. So we will open the first walk-in clinic outside of Milwaukee before the end of this year, hopefully in the third quarter. And then we will open the second clinic in 2024 and the third clinic in 2025. Maybe we can even move faster than that. But right now, that's our goal, is one each year starting this year.
Amy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for covering this topic.
Amy Herbst is Children's Wisconsin's Vice President of Mental and Behavioral Health. If you or a loved one is having thoughts of suicide, call or text 988 to reach the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Again, it's three digits, 988. And for disclosure, Children's Wisconsin is a business sponsor of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.